Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Yeah.
worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give God our praise on today, amen. Hallelujah, let us enter in church. Hallelujah, glory to your name, God. Holy Spirit, have your way. Father God, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory right now, God. We come lifting up your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare your goodness right now, amen, in the land of the living. We ask Holy Spirit, the living God, to just have your way right now. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come, oh God, hallelujah, thanking you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for every breath that we take, every beat of our heart. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, oh God, clothing us in our right mind, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that right now peace has come and peace is still, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we come to be changed on today, oh God. We come casting all our cares and fears and our burdens on, oh God. And we pick up the peace that you give, oh God. And we walk in peace, amen. And we pursue peace in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For your words that seek ye first your kingdom and all your righteousness and truth, oh God. And all that we need shall be added unto us. But Lord, we come seeking ye first your kingdom and your righteousness, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we may find, amen, as we seek, oh God, as we knock, oh God, as we call out, oh God, as you answer. In the name of Jesus Christ, we call upon you, God, our advocate, all in all, our anchor, angel, his presence, apostle and high priest, arm of the Lord, author of our faith, balm of Gilead, banner of the nation, blessed and only potent one, amen. Bright and morning star, we call upon you right now, chief shepherd, chief cornerstone, we call upon you right now, chief Christ, the power of God, consuming fire, cover the tempest, we call upon you. Our deliverer, Emmanuel. We call upon you right now, frame fountain of living water. We call upon you right now, frame who sticks closer than a brother. We call upon you right now, God of all comfort, God of all grace, God of all hope, and God of all peace. We call upon you right now to move in the life of your children, Father. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, we ask right now that you just have your way. Oh, Lord, touch in a way that only you can touch, Father God. Move in the way that only you can move, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we cast all our cares and fears and burdens down, oh God. Lord, we give ourselves away to you right now so that you can use us, oh God. We come pray with a heart of repentance on today, a heart of forgiveness, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, and a heart of thanksgiving. Oh, Lord, and we just want to say thank you, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, right now, we confess our sins, our Father. Let grace and mercy prevail over us right now. We declare right now that we have a free passage from our prayer life to ascend into the realm of the supernatural, will not be earthbound. We come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven, and we're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, we walk from this plane and realm. We declare that the anointing of God breaks every yoke and opens up every portal and assign angels to reinforce us as we advance in new level, it's a new level, new dimensions, new realms and territory. Oh, Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heavens on today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, deliver us by your truth, oh God. For your word is true. Forgive us of any misdemeanors, misunderstanding, malice, carnality, rationalization, indifference, hard-heartedness. Oh, Lord, we declare in the presence that evil one has no place in us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare and declare, hallelujah, our independence from all strongholds. Oh, Lord, cleanse our minds and by washing, by the washing of your word with your water, creating us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words in our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, our faith, as we come on across this day, with our combined faith, oh God, we accept a watch over our mouth and keep the doors of our lips, oh God, let no evil communication proceed from our lips, superimpose the fruit of your spirit over the weakness of our temperament and the proclivities of our flesh, oh God. Hide us in your pavilion, in your secret place. Oh, the Most High God, lead us along the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare and declare that we have integrity, and whom the Son sets free, be in a way right now. It's free indeed. Amen. According to Deuteronomy 32:18 and 12:29-6, make us to ride on the high places of the earth, to eat the increase of the field, to suck the head of the rock, to wash over ourselves with blood, and cause all to flow out of the fruit of our right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, my Lord, my God, we come to receive right now. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you great and mighty right now, God. We decree and declare that our past is past, and we press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Forgive us, Father God, for carnality. Watch our minds of hidden agendas. We decree and declare that our feet have been loosed from the snare of the enemy, which causes bondages of immobility and paralysis. Father, we decree and declare that we are free to advance, to fulfill our purpose and maximize our potential in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, Holy Spirit of God, fill us afresh right now. Fill us afresh when we've been emptied. Fill us afresh, Holy Spirit. Renew us right now. Renew the fire within us. Renew the zeal, the passion, and desire to serve God always. Amen. Renew us, Holy Spirit. Refresh us, Lord, I pray. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Holy Father, incubate us with the fire of the Holy Ghost. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every anti-power burn us in our life and those in our family, we command you to break right now and be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Whatever the devil has put limitations that we would not have the power of God on our life, I break and destroy those limitations right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, my mother, call on Bosha, my mother, yes, I tell you. All spiritual strains in our life, we command you to flee right now from our spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, fill us with fire right now. Fill us with the fire, hallelujah. The fire right now, the Holy Ghost fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you that you are doing a new thing in our lives. Lord, you are worthy of our praise, and we give it to you right now. Amen. All spiritual strains in our life, flee from us right now. Flee from our spirit. Holy Spirit, fill us up right now by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, catapult our spiritual life to the mountaintop. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ as we come to worship you in truth and in spirit, oh God. Take us from where we are right now to another level, Lord. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let your word shine forth, oh Lord. Let us go to another level in you, Lord Jesus. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, open up our eyes and ears to receive wondrous things from you. Oh Lord, you us, oh God, for your glory. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let us do mighty things for you, Lord God. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, release your tongue of fire upon our life, oh Lord. Release your tongue of fire upon our life and deliver those that are in sorrow on today, oh God. That tongue of fire come upon our life and burn up all spiritual filthiness in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Jesus, when that is any filthiness, let it be burned away and let it be replaced with the burning fire of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we are every area of our lives, amen, where there's been any backsliding, hurt, pain, disappointment, or limitations. situation. Oh, Lord, heal us completely right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we pray in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Oh, Lord, open up our understanding, oh God, and learning the scripture when we read your word. Let us understand the scripture, oh God, that your fire burn up in us, oh God. Let the fire even become warm. Let the fire become a fire of the anointing of your fire, God, Lord, become even more in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, in heaven, wake us up right now from any spirit of sleep, oh, hallelujah, and help us to put on the full armor, my God, in the name of Jesus Christ, now wherever we've been, and they promise to put us in some kind of spiritual sleep, to try to make us numb to your voice, whatever they try to put a stoppage in our growth in your God, let us confirm to continue to grow, remove all numbness, all spiritual sleep right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I stand against any in our lives that will cause us to stumble in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I'm going to stop for all that fruit right now, that is operating in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, all that fruit that will cause the wrong reaction, I'm going to stop to you right now, I command you to cease your words and God is the Holy God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I speak into being the fruit of the Spirit over our lives, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, empower us to stand firm against all the schemes and techniques of the devil, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you, oh God, let your joy come in this year, oh God, let our hearts come joy right now, amen. Lord, that you have delivered us, oh God. And we are delivered and set free that we're whole right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And there is nothing that you can do to stop us. You can't turn us off. We just want to say thank you, oh God. That great is you that's in us and he that's in the world. That we're overcome through Christ Jesus. That if you be for us, who can be against us? And we just want to say thank you that right now, in the name of the Lord, we can declare the crowd that we are victorious through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name, Father. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ right now, Lord, that you would empower us all, oh God. Give us strength and understanding and ability and the grace to stay away from anything or anybody that will cause us to stumble and fall. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we receive power right now to mount up on wings like eagles. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, wherever we have been, we give us the power right now, supernatural power, oh God. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, every spiritual force, the spiritual image is trying to pull us back up. We declare war against that spirit right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the prayer from Joel 22:28 that you evil forces are defeated, foe. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. We bind and cast out every unteachable spirit right now. We decree and declare that we shall work in holiness every day in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that multitudes will go to heaven because of our lives. Our life will be a vessel for the living God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords because our life, amen, God will use us mighty, amen. We decree and declare right now, hallelujah, that it is so, and it shall be on the way. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, right now. Hallelujah to your name, God. Walk every house, touch every heart and mind right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We declare and declare victory on today. Amen. When you open up your mouth, Lord, you just say victory, victory, victory. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you that we receive from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecutions, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now or in the future. We claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, witchcraft, prayers, and psychic prayers of spells. We thank you, Lord God, that Jesus Christ is victorious with the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities, powers, and rules of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. We claim our victory and faith through our salvation in his shed blood right now of all these things in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare and declare according to Joel 22:27-28 that we are victorious in the shed blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We pray for the lost one today, oh God, that all may be found. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that you will send the one, oh God, today. Amen. That you will send the one, oh God, that will go out to the world to find behind the looks, oh God, this day, that every man, woman, and child, oh God, from here to the farthest corners of the earth be saying, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as we intercede, oh God, hallelujah, we use our faith believing that thousands this day will have the opportunity to make Jesus their Lord and Savior. We ask, oh God, right now, we ask the Lord of the harvest to trust the perfect greatest of all these lives this day, to share the good news of the gospel in a special way, so that they will listen and understand, my Lord, my God, and it will touch your hearts, in the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that it's so, and it shall be no other way, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, we decree and declare that we know who we are and whose we are, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we're calling out, hallelujah, to the kingdom of God, amen, we are the head and not the tail, we are above and not beneath, we are Satan, we are holy without blame before him in love, we are the elect of God, we establish in the end, we are made near to our heavenly Father by the blood of Jesus Christ, we are set free and we are free indeed, we are strong in the Lord, amen, we're dead to sin, amen, hallelujah, we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, and Lord, we just want to say thank you, we declare and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, that we're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, we are in Christ and Christ is in us, amen, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, have your way, God. We decree and declare that it is so, amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, do what only you can do right now, oh God. As we lift up every family on the line today, oh God. We pray for divine unity right now where the enemy has caused division, caused confusion. Lord, let peace come and be still, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you will bless every household, oh God. Let every need be met as we call upon you, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Hallelujah to your name, God. We bless your holy name, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that our sins are forgiven, that we're cleansed and washed, amen, of all unrighteousness, spotless, regal and blemish-free to the dentrital and quantum level. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that you've already done it, oh God. And if you don't do anything else, oh God, you've already done enough by sending your Son, amen. Hallelujah, the Holy Spirit to comfort us and to guide us. We thank you today. We ask, Holy Spirit of the living God, that you move mighty on the pastor on today as the word go forth, oh God, that you use him mighty as he decrease, that you may have all the increase, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for one more time, amen. We thank you for every breath and every beat of our heart, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, as you that liveth in us, oh God, that we have the power, oh God, and the authority that's operating on the inside of us. Oh Lord, we thank you. We give it all over to you. We decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ that we are blessed and we can never be cursed and all things are working together for the good of our life. Amen. Our sins are forgiven. Amen. Hallelujah. We are blessed. Amen. And we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home and we thank you for, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ of all that we prayed about on today right now by faith. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you bless us all that are going and coming on today. And those of us that are traveling on the road right now or will be traveling, oh God, we pray traveling grace and mercy, oh God. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no promos, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle or form of transportation we may use on today. Every road, every street, every highway, every airway, every seaway, every building, place, or home we may enter into, everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we thank you for, Lord. We fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And I decree the prayer. We are believers. Amen. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give it all over to God right now. If there's something that you've been holding on to, amen, if there's something you know that's been keeping you back, if there's any resentment, any anger, fear, or pride, whatever it is, let it go today while you still have time and give it all over to God and pick up the peace that God gives, amen, and walk in peace, pursue peace. The Bible tells us to pursue peace. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Sunday service at 2 p.m. We have a gospel public ministry here in Houston, Texas, with senior pastors, Apostle Tawanika Manning and Pastor Dorsey Manning. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We thank God for this day. Amen. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And I'm so glad that he did it for me, that he did it for you today to keep us even at this 2 o'clock hour. Amen. I'm so grateful for the time that God has given us. We take the time that God gives to give it back to God. Amen. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we want to welcome you here today. Pastor Manning will be on with us here shortly here as he's preparing for the word. So if it's your first time here in Sunday service, press one. We want to pray for you and pray with you. We definitely want to welcome you with a warm welcome of love and love on you like Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So if it's your first time here with us, please press one at this time. We want to pray for you and pray with you. Hallelujah. 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 I want to say welcome to everyone out there in Houston, Texas, the surrounding cities, Louisiana, Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome to New York, New Jersey, Newark, New Jersey to be specific, Alabama, Chicago, Illinois. Hallelujah, Alabama, Mississippi, wherever you're calling from on today, amen, welcome. We thank God for you. You could be anywhere else, but you decided to be here with the Gospel Public Ministries, and we thank God for you. Amen. Amen. At this time, you all, we're going to have our scripture reading, and then we'll have a song selection from Brother Joe Washington. Amen. If you turn to the Bible, to the book of Luke, chapter 18, we're going to study verses 1 through 7, I believe, 1 through 7. I want to say 1 through 5, but let's do 1 through 7. The book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 1 through 7. I'm coming out of the King James Version. The Bible reads, then he took a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart, saying, there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, get justice for me from my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Verse 6 says, then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? Verse 8 says, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? What the Bible is saying, church, here, when we look at the scripture here, to persist in prayer and not give up does not mean endless repetition or painfully long prayer sessions. Always praying means keeping our requests constantly before God as we live for him day by day, believing he will answer. When we live by faith, we are not to give up. God may delay answering, but his delays always have good reason. Amen. As we persist in prayer, we grow in character. So we grow in faith. We grow in hope. Amen. When we see, look at the scripture, the widows and orphans were among those vulnerable of all God's people. And both Old Testament prophets and New Testament apostles insisted that these needy people be properly cared for. But if unjust, and I say this, and I'm going to wrap up here, if unjust judges responded to constant pressure, how much more will a great and loving God respond to us? Amen? If we know he loves us, we can believe he will hear our cries for help. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. Be a doer of the word of God. Amen. Brother Joe Washington, God bless you. Welcome. Let God use you.
Good afternoon. I'm so glad to be with y'all again. How many of y'all know that God is good? God is good all the time. He woke us up this morning. He didn't have to do it, but he did it. And I just thank him every day for waking me up. I thank him for my family and everybody all over the world. If you don't believe that God is for real, you better start believing because he's soon to come.
Amen.
It's another day's journey, and Lord, I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. What's another day's journey? That's why I'm glad about it. He gave me food to eat. Lord, I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Oh, he gave me food to eat. And Lord, I'm glad about it. You know why? He gave me two eyes to see it. And I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Oh, he gave me two eyes to see it. That's why I'm glad about it. Oh, I remember a long time ago It was early one Friday when I gave my hand to Jesus. Ever since that day, Lord, I've been up sometime, and Lord, I've been down sometime. But see, I'm not going to worry, because when I go down on my knees and look up towards heaven, I begin to call on Jesus. I call on Jesus. I say, Lord, oh, Lord, I know you can hear my plea. It's another day's journey, and Lord, I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. What's another day's journey? That's why I'm glad about it. Lord, I'm glad about it. Are you glad about it? If you're glad about it, you don't mind waving your hand and calling on Jesus. I begin to call on Jesus early in the morning. I call him late at night. I call on Jesus. Lord, keep me. It's another day's journey. And Lord, I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. What's another day's journey? That's why I'm glad about it. I'm so glad to be here. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm glad about it. Amen. God bless you, Brother Joe. We thank God. Thank God, thank God, and thank God.
Thank you,
amen.
Thank you.
I'm glad about it. May God pull back into every place that left your body on today. I'm glad about it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad about it. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm glad about it. How are y'all glad about it? I'm glad about it. We got to have a song selection. We'll be right back for the preacher and Pastor Dorsey. Amen. I'm glad about it. Thank you.
God, make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me change me, whatever's not like you, Lord, I want
down. Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately, the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bring him to Jesus. Bring him to Jesus. And that's what we come to do as God has called us to shepherd, to bring you to Jesus. So at this time, we prepare ourselves to receive the preach word from Pastor Dorsey Manning. So you prepare yourself. We welcome in the Holy Spirit as it's time to have its way. Right now, I introduce to you no other than our pastor, a man who keeps his heart pure. Hallelujah. A man who keeps his mind sharp, a godly man designed to be. He's wise in all his ways and choices. He has integrity. He works hard. He devotes himself to God and his family. He never gives up. A man that is ready to lead and to go, be therefore, to preach the word according to the Holy Spirit that is in him. I present to you no other than our very own Pastor Dorsey Manning. Amen.
Awesome. Amen. Amen.
Pastor, the line was open. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for every single opportunity that we have to be in his presence, because we do realize that when you are in the presence of the Lord, hallelujah, there is no greater place for you to be. So I thank God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I thank you so much for that warm introduction, Apostle, you know, my beautiful wife, I thank you so much. You know, I thank God for you. Golly, I just can't imagine, you know, what would I do without you, my Lord, my God. Amen.
Jesus.
And I thank God for each and every one of you, every single family member, every single friend, every single neighbor, every single one of y'all, you know, for welcoming me. I'm just going to do what God have called me to do.
Amen.
And I'm just going to deliver the word of God, unperverse, untampered with. I'm just going to say what thus says the Lord. You know, so
Amen.
Let us prepare ourselves as we welcome the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Just to take him at his word.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Just to rest upon his promise.
Yes, Lord.
Just to know thus says the Lord.
What is that?
He is so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take him at his word. Just to rest upon his promise. Just to know the said the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, oh, how I trust in him. How I prove him over and all. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, how grace to trust him, oh. Hallelujah.
I'm so glad that I can trust him. Precious Jesus, Savior friend.
Thank you, Lord.
And I know that thou art with me and will be until the end.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
We thank you. Father God, we thank you, thank you, thank you. It's so sweet to be able to trust in you, Jesus. It don't matter what it looks like right now. We can trust in Jesus. Hallelujah. It don't matter what it seems like right now. You can trust in Jesus. See, it's so sweet to be able to trust in Jesus, the one who has already done it all for you already. So we thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for your presence. We thank you, Father God, for being with us in our time of need. We thank you, Father God, that when we call upon you, you are always near. We thank you, Father God, that we can cast all our cares right there at your feet, never to pick them up again, not worrying about anything, but hallelujah, trusting you that the work has already been done, that the job has already been done. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for every single word that you have prepared for us this afternoon, that it will go forth and that it will bring joy to every single heart, that it will bring joy to every single mind, that it will open us up, hallelujah, to be able to be in your goodness and to be, Father God, right there in your grace, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that you are every single word that proceeded out of our mouth, that you are every single way that we go, every single direction, your way is our way. And we thank you, Father God, that you have given us the Holy Spirit to be able to follow in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and we declare,
yes,
Father God, that no unclean thoughts and no unclean spirit shall come near us, neither shall it come out near our dwelling place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you are our God and who we trust. And with great confidence in who we do rely on. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Because we know, just like David, hallelujah, when we thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And keep on thanking you. And keep on thanking you. And keep on thanking you for what it is that you already done.
Amen.
We shall see every single thing that we bring to you, every single thing that we are desiring, come to pass. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, and everybody that do agree, do say amen and amen again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles here this afternoon, I want you to help me lift up the name of Jesus. I would like for you to help me to lift up the name of Jesus. We know that there are so many things that are going on all around us, especially today.
Yes, Lord.
But I want every single one of us to realize that this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we shall rejoice and be glad in it because God is good.
Lord.
And he's so worthy to be praised. If you have your Bibles, I would like for you to go with me over here to the book of Romans, chapter 8. I'll be reading this from the King James Version. Romans chapter 8. We'll start right here. I want to show you something. You know, I want us to focus in on this evening who we are. And if you need a heading or if you need a reference or a title for this message, you know, I would like to title this message, I Have the Supernatural.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have the supernatural. Amen. Go with me over here to the book of Romans, chapter 8. We'll start here at verses 19. We'll start right here at verses 19. Amen. Help us, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Every single thing that we do, help us in every single thing that we say. We come aside, hallelujah, from self and from the desires of this world and place ourselves in your company. Place ourselves right back in that place of knowing who you are in your favor. Amen. Romans chapter 8 and verses 19. It reads here, "For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth on the manifestations of the sons of God." Point reads here, "For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willing, but by reason of him who have subject the same in hope." So what I want to ask every single one that's here, who are you? And where have you placed your faith? Who are
My
you?
Lord.
And where have you placed your faith? These are very important questions that we should ask ourselves. All right. I want us to understand first who we are. Let's set some foundations of understanding who you are. You are created just like God. You are created as a splendid image of God the Father Almighty. Hallelujah. So what that means is that you have been created, hallelujah, to be a representative of your daddy. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to get here to this place of I have the supernatural. We'll get there in a minute. You will understand. But let's first lay the foundation. Apostle Paul write this letter here, over here in the book of Romans. So let's first start off and let me show you the attack that will come upon you each and every day of your life. Let's back up a little bit so we can understand this. Romans chapter 8 and verses 1. Apostle Paul is saying right here in this letter, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Jesus Christ." Hallelujah. Yeah, I know what the rest of it says, but let's put a period right there. Amen. There is now no condemnation to them which are in Jesus Christ. Now,
yes, Lord.
Every single one of us who are born again, hallelujah,
mm-hmm. Amen.
We need to understand that there was an exchange that went on, you know, right there in that place of being born again, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Being born again, you didn't earn anything. You was given something that you did not deserve. Well, let me say it in a better way. You have been given something that you do not deserve because of the finished works of Jesus Christ. And in exchange, what you have been given, there's also something that was taken away from you. And this that was taken away, it was the exchange. This is an agreement that you enter into. And I'm talking about the old man, the old woman that have already been crucified to flesh. Hallelujah. So that means that you who have been placed, or you who have been called, you who have the honest expectation of the Spirit of the living God, who you invited on the inside, have taken away all of your shame, taken away all of your guilt, taken away all of your condemnation, even though you are reminded each and every day of who you used to be before you were in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So now let's move on a little bit forward. Let's realize what God has done, who God has given to us, and what who he given to us has come to do. See, now, being a supernatural being, this means something. I'm talking to every single believer. This means something. Being a supernatural being means that you're able to do things, you're able to say things, you're able to go places, you're able to have things that most that who are not a supernatural being are not able to go, not able to do, and not able to have. Why is that? Because you got Jesus on the inside. You have the Holy Spirit that's on the inside. And every single one that has the Holy Spirit on the inside, this means that you are born again. This means that you are delivered. This means that you are set free. This means that you are whole again. This means that you are prosperous in every single area of your life because of the Holy Spirit that's on the inside.
You
are a supernatural being. And somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Let's recognize who you are. Hallelujah. So where does that put you right here in this realm? This puts you in a place to where you are no longer underneath the rulership of the world, underneath the rules and the regulation of the worldly. And it places you in a place to where you got favor with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many know that if you got favor with God, that means that you also have favor with Christ Jesus? That also means that you have favor with God and favor with Christ Jesus. That means that you are living in an era where you are living in an abundance life. You are the sons of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Scripture tells us this over here in Romans chapter 8 and 19, for the earnest expectation, the creation waited on the manifestation of the sons. The creature waited on the manifestation of the sons of God. How many know when you are a son of God, hallelujah, that you are heir to the throne? Hallelujah.
Yes,
I'm talking about the throne
Lord.
Of grace. How many know when you are a son of God, all things have been given unto thee. Every single thing has been made available unto thee. All power, hallelujah, has been given unto thee through Christ Jesus who worketh on the inside of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
So who are you? And where have you placed your faith?
My Lord.
And how do you live in a day-to-day life? See, I don't know about you, but I can tell you one thing. When you are a supernatural being, able to do things, able to say things, able to go places that many people don't go, don't you know that you have stumbling blocks? Don't you know that you have barriers that's been set up for you? Don't you know that you have those who are not able that's there to try to block you, that try to turn you away from knowing who you are? Hallelujah. I mean, you got haters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah.
My God.
And these haters have a type of power. They have they do have a spirit, and they live inside of a body, so they can be able to stand in the way of who God has called, hallelujah, to be supernatural. Somebody say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, being a supernatural being is not just an issue of being born again, but see, we here in the body of Christ, we have always learned, and we have always just put our expectations, just stop right there. I'm born again, and there ain't nothing else that I need to do. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Well, let me tell you something right now. Every single body that is born again, you receive more than just a new life and being a new creation. You have received the Holy Spirit of the living God that lives on the inside, that's able to do things that is unnatural to a natural person, being able to speak things and to stop things, and being able to carry you through a place where people will see the God that's working on the inside of you. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Keep on going right here in Scripture, because you can quote me or you can read it for yourself. Let's go on down here to Romans chapter 8, and let's look at that in a place where we need to look at it. Let's look at it right here in a place of Romans chapter 8 and 29. Hallelujah. We thank God for his word that will never come back void. And we thank God for those of you, for those of us who's able to receive his word and be able to deliver it to his children, so you can be in the place of operating in the supernatural. Romans chapter 8 and 29 says, for whom he did foreknew, he also did predestine to be conformed to the image of his sons, that he might be the firstborn among the brethren. It says, moreover, 30 says, moreover, whom he did predestine, them he also called. And whom he called, him he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Hallelujah. Don't you know that you are a supernatural being that have already been called by the Lord? Hallelujah. You have already been ordered. Hallelujah. Your steps have already been predestined. I don't know where you are. I don't know what it is that you're going through. But God already knew that you was going to be right there. You are a supernatural being with the power of the Holy Spirit that's operating on the inside. And if God have called you, hallelujah, out of darkness and called you into the light, that means that anything that you might be going through right now, anybody that has rise up against you right now, you've got the Holy Spirit of the living God that's living on the inside of you, that has justified you, that has sanctified you, that has glorified you, and has given you his authority to walk on through these right here things and walk on through these places.
Thank you, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
You have been called to do something. And here it is, the word of God that's telling you what it is that you have been called to do. Hallelujah. Because you belong to him, my brothers. You belong to him, my sister. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You are sons and daughters of God. That means that you are kings and queens. You are heirs to the throne. See, the issue is we who have been born again and then just think that we just are saved and think we just supposed to be beat down, think that we're supposed to be just broke down, thinking that just anybody can tell us anything when we will follow the voice of anybody. Hallelujah. That is not the will of God for your life. I'm telling you, the will of God for your life is for you to be a supernatural being, being the sons and the daughters of God, for you to be anointed. Hallelujah. That means that every single thing that you touch is anointed. Every single thing that you say, you have been called to be anointed. Every single body that you speak to, you call, hallelujah, to speak life into every single situation. Speak life into every single body. Hallelujah. Use your supernatural power. Hallelujah. Because it's God who is operating on the inside. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
If God be for you, church, who could be against you? And I'm telling you, God is for you. So don't you be against yourself. Don't you think about things the way you used to think about it, because there's no condemnation, there's no shame, and there's no guilt in those who are in Christ Jesus. If you are
ashamed,
hallelujah. And if you are guilty, hallelujah, is it because, it ain't because of the issue of God, neither is the issue of the devil. This is the issue of you still trying to be who you used to be. Amen. I know that was hard. That was hard. We want to blame it on somebody. It's easy for us to blame it on somebody. It's easy for us to say this, but here it is. We have a risen God, hallelujah, who have already died for each and every one of your sins. who have already taken every single sickness, every single disease, every single oppressor, every single depressor, every single depressant, hallelujah. And he have already took it to the cross and nailed it there to the cross and defeated it already. But see, you got to know that because you got to stand your ground. You got to be a supernatural being to know who it is that it already did it and they've equipped you to do it as well.
Amen.
I have the supernatural. Let's go over here to the book of John. John chapter 1. Lead us, guide us, Holy Spirit, in every single area of our life. Guide our fingers. Guide our feet. Guide our mind.
Yes,
when we find ourselves in that place where we don't know what to do, we thank you that you know what to do because you are the Holy Spirit. You are the comforter. You are the way. You are the truth. You are the light who lives on the inside of us that shows us how to do it. Hallelujah. John chapter 1. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Chapter 1 in verses 12 here. Reads it. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believeth on his name, my Lord, my God. Not only are you a supernatural being who have the Holy Spirit that's operating on the inside, you got the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And at the name of Jesus, every single knee shall bow and every single tongue shall confess that he is Lord, hallelujah. So that means that every single thing, every single body that try to stand up in your way, hallelujah. Not only do you know what to do on the inside, you have at the name of Jesus, hallelujah, right there on your tongue, for you can be able to decree and declare things, define this here and loose this here in the name of Jesus. Every single demon, hallelujah, that you ever will come up against, you have the anointing of God. You have the privilege to use in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Who are you? Because you are a son. The sonship. Hallelujah. Sonship. Amen. Let me show you your sonship. See, that's what the devil comes to do. He did it. He did it in so many places. He did it in the Garden of Eden. See, he's trying to try to rob you of your identity. Hallelujah. He want to rob you of you knowing of who you are. Because if he knows that he can make a suggestion to you, if he can tell you that you're sick, hallelujah, if he can tell you that you're broke, if he can tell you that you're angry, if he can tell you that you're depressed and that you're oppressed, hallelujah, if he can tell you all these things that does not line up with the word of God and you receive it, he can rob you of your identity. That means that he can take power away from you. Amen. You are a supernatural being. I have the supernatural on the inside, and I'm going to show you how we have the supernatural on the inside here in a second. I told you I was going to put it all together. Let's go right here first to knowing that you are a son because of Christ Jesus. Now, let's go over here to 1 Corinthians quickly. Let's go over here to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that you have already helped us. You have already predestined us. You have already equipped us with all that we can possibly want and all that we can possibly need in the name of Jesus. Let's read this here. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Let's start right here, verses 1. I'll read this from more than one place. I'll read this from the King James Version, then I'll read this from the NLT. Amen.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verses 1. Hallelujah. You have the supernatural. You have the supernatural. Amen. It reads here, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. Hallelujah. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God, for no man understandeth him. Howbeit, in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. Hallelujah. Let me read this again. I'm going to read this from the NLT. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you so much for showing us and for reminding us who we are. Let me read this in the NLT. You have the supernatural. Amen.
Amen.
First Corinthians chapter 14 and verses 1 in the NLT reads, let love be your highest goal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you would also desire the special abilities the Spirit gives, especially the abilities to prophesy. To read, for if you have the ability to speak in tongues, you will be talking only to God. Since people won't be able to understand you, you will be speaking by the power of the Spirit, but it will all be mysterious. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every single one who have been born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, let me show you one of your special powers. See, according here, the scripture, well, Apostle Paul, again, right here, he's writing this letter. He said, let love be your highest goal. See, that's what it means. It says, follow after charity. Let love be your highest goal. That's good.
Yeah.
Let love be your highest goal. But realize that you are a supernatural being. That means that you can speak in the language of your Father. Hallelujah. And when you speak in the language of your Father, hallelujah, you're speaking something that you don't know about, but the very thing that you are speaking about in the mighty name of Jesus, in your holy language, you're talking about you being in a place of being supernatural, because it's the Holy Spirit that's on the inside that's giving you power, hallelujah, to speak God in a perfect language, a perfect prayer. That means that you're a supernatural being. You have the ability to speak in unknown tongues. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many people know that when you go down on your knees and you're in that place and you've been worried about something for so long, how many times have you went down on your knees and began to speak in your holy language? I'm talking about the power of the Holy Spirit that's operating on the inside of you, that's interceding for you right now. See, the Holy Spirit knows how to go to the throne of grace for you in the mighty name of Jesus. See, you might be in that place where you might be ashamed about something. You might be in that place where you might be guilty about something. See, something may be causing you to be in a place of condemnation. But when you open up your mouth and use your supernatural gift, speaking in the holy language, it is God speaking to God on your behalf because you've got faith in him. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got in the name of Jesus. You got tongues, hallelujah, that speaketh mystery, that speaketh about things that you know about and things that you don't know about. So we look over who we are. See, you are the sons and the daughters of God, able to speak just like God. Hallelujah, because you are born again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You are filled with the Holy Spirit. See, you have a special gift. That means you have special powers. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Pray for me in the Holy Spirit. Pray for Apostle Talmadge in the Holy Spirit. Pray for yourself in the Holy Spirit. Pray for your family in the Holy Spirit. Pray about every single thing that is concerning you in the Holy Spirit. So you can pray in your layman tongues, hallelujah, things that you understand, but you just might block yourself, hallelujah, because self likes to get in the way of self, hallelujah. But when you pray in the Holy Spirit, you can't block that. Neither can Satan, neither can any demon, neither can they block that either. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Superpowers. Supernatural being sons and the daughters of God. Heirs to the throne. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Let's go over here to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 10, 1 through 6. Reads here, then Samuel took a veil of oil, and he poured it upon the head and kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord have anointed thee to be the captain over his inheritance? Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Then, he says, when thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulchre on the border of Benjamin and Zelzar, and they will say unto thee, the asses which thy went to seek are found, and lo, thy father have left the care of the asses and sorrowth for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's understand what's going on. Let's go quickly. Let's keep on going. Then shall I go on forward from thence, and I shall come into a plain of Taberah, and I shall meet thee three men going up to God, to Bethel, one carrying three kids, another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine. Four, and they will salute thee and give thee two loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive in thy hand. Five, after thou shalt come to the hill of God, where is the garnish of the Philistine, and it shall come to pass, when thou art come hither to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with a psaltery and a tabret and a pipe and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. Let's read six. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee. Hallelujah. And thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man. Hallelujah. How many of you know that you got the Holy Spirit? And because you have the Holy Spirit, according to 1 Samuel 10, 1 through 6 here, this is the sonship. This is your anointing. You are anointed to be the sons and the daughter of God. So you should expect supernatural restoration. Hallelujah. So whatever it is that's going on with you right now, because you're the sons and the daughters of God, you should expect supernatural restoration, because God is for you. Hallelujah. No matter what it is, hallelujah, God is for you. You should expect to make supernatural progress in anything that you're in. Hallelujah. See, that's what scripture is trying to let you know. You should expect supernatural favors. Hallelujah. Because you have the Holy Spirit working on the inside of you. And you also should expect a supernatural change in status, a supernatural change in your life, because you are a son and a daughter of God. And right here in scripture, in 1 Samuel chapter 10 and 6, he says, and the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee. Hallelujah. Do you know when the Spirit of the Lord come upon thee? Hallelujah. Get down on your knees and get to speaking in your holy language. The Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, and you shall be turned into another man. You are saved. You are redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I am the redeemed of the Lord. Hallelujah. You are delivered already. You are set free already. You are healed already. Because this is the supernatural. It's because the Holy Spirit has already done it all. You have the supernatural. So set your mind on that place of you being supernatural. Come out of that shame and that guilt and that condemnation. Turn your ears off to what the world and the world is saying. You got cancer. You got this. You got that. I got Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And because I got Jesus, that what you say I got does not line up with what God said that I got. And it don't line up with who I am. I am the righteousness of God with power and authority. to tread upon serpents and scorpions. I condemn that in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't have that. I got the blood of Jesus operating on the inside. I got at the name of Jesus. Faith is in my mouth. Hallelujah. I speak in tongues. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. I have the supernatural. I'm going to use it like God have called me to use it.
Yes, Lord.
I shall not be defeated.
Yes, Lord.
Neither shall I be moved. Only moved by the word of God.
Yes, Lord.
And the word of my testimony.
Jesus.
God's name be praised. I pray that every single one that was able to receive what the Holy Spirit was able to deliver to you today. If you need a little bit more of this, read it for yourself. Read 1 Samuel chapter 10. Read John chapter 1. Read Romans chapter 8. It ain't enough for me to give it to you. Hallelujah. You got to get it on your own. Because I can't give you anything. I can just show you where it's at. What he's at.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that what you are housing, that what you have right now, that cause you to be defeated, angry, upset. Hallelujah. You give it over to
yes,
God. Because he has something prepared for you that have already stand the test of time. I thank God for you. May God keep you in all your ways.
Yes,
the doors of the church are open. There might be one today who have never prayed the prayer of salvation. But today your desire is to not be the same, not be who you used to be. You realize that you are a sinner. Hallelujah. You are without the supernatural. You have never prayed the prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. We would like to invite you to be a part of God's kingdom. Will you receive the supernatural today? Will you receive the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah. If you will confess with your mouth, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ is Lord and ask him to come into your life and your Lord and Savior, might as well you are saved. Will you confess today? Hallelujah. If that's you, will you press one today? Father, now we will help you to pray a simple prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. You have to come while you still have time. If there's someone who have already and had God call you already, but there's still some issues of pain and guilt and condemnation, there's some things that, you know, just have not been dealt with yet. This is a renewal of mind, you know. Papa Talmudic and I, we would help you to get in that place of where you can trust God with everything. Everything. Will you come? Something that's going on with you right now. There ain't no shame. That's the work of the devil. If it's shame and guilt that's blocking you from coming to daddy, well, that's not the work of dad. That's the work of Satan. Leave him alone and come. Hallelujah. Anyone need special prayer? Hallelujah. Will you come today? That's something that you've been praying about, and it seems like that. Will God hear me? See, that's power and agreement. See, we know what to do. Well, see, you have to come into that place with believers. See, it's believers that's on the line right now. It's believers at the church. Hallelujah. Will you come? Will you touch and agree with us? Will you press one? Amen. If you're looking for a church home, hallelujah. Thank the Lord Jesus. If that is you, you are looking for a church, we're just going to love you. We're going to love you like the Holy Spirit showed us how to love you with the lens of an unconditional lover. Talking about in the Holy Spirit, that's how we're going to love you. Hallelujah. Will you come? Hallelujah. We use every single thing that God has given us. We use tongues. Hallelujah. We lay on of hands. We pray in the Holy Spirit. We do, hallelujah, we do everything that God has called us to get on love. Hallelujah, we just want to show not to us. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Awesome.
Glory to God.
Praise.
We thank God. Amen. May God restore.
Thank you.
Pour back everything that you poured out in this service. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We want you. Bless your body in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray the peace of the Lord upon your life and the protection of God. God's favor be with you. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. God be the glory. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. The Bible tells us that it's been to give and receive. So God gave. The Bible tells that God gave his only begotten Son to save us.
Uh-huh.
Amen. So we want to give today to complete our worship on today in giving. So if you prepare your tithes and offering at this time, if you have cash out, send it over to Pastor Chantel, or you can call us and we'll give you another means of sending those over to us at 832-725-8094. Again, that number is 832-725-8094. Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, that you've given us all that we can possibly have and more. Oh, Father God, you are the giver. You are the giver of all good things, and we thank you. And your word makes it clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them to your glory. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the hopeless, just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves that were freely given for others. We pray that you would multiply these, our offerings to you, and accomplish with them more than we could ever ask or imagine. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and as we give you today freely, O God, that men will come and give it to our bosom. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you for blessing us, oh God. And it's in Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah. I think there's some type of interruption, you know, that is on the line here. But we're going to keep on moving forward here.
Can
Amen.
You hear me?
We can hear you. Yes, we can
All
hear you.
Right. Glory to God. We just thank God for the word that we're for today. We thank you for sowing in the word that was sown in us today. We decree and declare it to bless our life and that as we water by faith that God will give the increase. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have our announcements. Today is October 31st, 2021. We're here at the Gospel Public Ministry of Houston, Texas. Well, Pastor Dorsey Manning and Apostle Tawanika Manning. On Mondays at 6 a.m., I'm sorry. Can you hear me good, Pastor?
Amen.
Mondays at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer here on our church line at 845-277-9213. Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our Bible study here on our number at 845-277-9213. Hallelujah. On Saturdays, we have our Saturday school lesson. Join us at 12 noon Central Standard Time here on our church line. Our Sunday services are 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time here at 845-277-9213. Amen. We also have, we are wrapping up this month, October. We just finished our 30 days of prayer. Amen. We thank God that God has allowed breakthrough to come, and we all have received. It's been a great time coming together on one accord for these last 30 days, so we thank God for that. And anybody that's celebrating their birthday in the month of October, we want to wish you a happy birthday. We had many October babies this month. Happy birthday to you. May God continue to bless you, keep you, strengthen you. May God add years, good years to your life, and your latter days be greater than your beginnings. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God bless you. God keep you. Anyone that's celebrating their wedding anniversary, we want to pray for you and pray with you. Press one. We wish that God will continue to grow you. Amen. In peace, joy, happiness, and love, and unity. May your days be blessed all the years that you are together. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. And we just thank God for what God is doing. We're preparing for the greatness of God this year to flourish as we enter into a new month on tomorrow. May God bless you with a successful, beautiful month with his favor upon your life. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I believe that concludes our announcements for today. We do have a show that is coming up, a play, you all. So we have a good comedy production. We have a show November 20th. The play is called Who's That in the Confession Booth Again? So join us. Give us a call at 832-725-8094 to purchase your discount tickets with us. Amen? Hallelujah. So we thank God that does conclude our announcements for today. Amen. We're going to release the pastor's blessings at this time. We just want to say we want to thank God once again. Can we give God praise and glory? Amen. Right now, church,
yes.
For the word that went forward from his servant, his pastor on today that really hit home with me. I hope you all received the word on today, knowing that you have supernatural power. You are supernatural being, having a human experience. Amen. So again, I thank Pastor Manning again for the word that went forward. As at this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. So Father God, we just want to say thank you. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, you all, Apostle Tawanika Manning, myself, and Pastor Dorsey Manning, and Minister Warren Green, we pray that God will continue to bless you and keep you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that every need be met. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity. We bless you to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray that you are blessed. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Manny.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle. I pray that everyone was able to receive something out of that. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit has a way of having his way with you. And I don't apologize. Amen. Now, may the God of peace, brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen and amen again.
Amen.
We love you. We love you. We love you so much. Hallelujah. God loves you more. He loves you more than Apostle and I can ever, ever, ever attempt to try to love you.
Jesus.
Hold on to the word of God and hold on to knowing this, that Satan has already been defeated. Amen. In Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you. May God keep you. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Amen. Stay in the word of God. Yeah. Don't come out of that place. Until next
amen.
Time, amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I
want to
hear
you
say,
well,
God.
One time. Ooh, I just want to hear you say, well,
God.
One time. All I want to do is do you say it?
One time.
Write my name in the book, call me.
One time.
That's all I really need, just
one time.
I can't wait till I see you.
One time.
Gonna have it back. You fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time,
all I wanna do is do you say it?
One time.
I can't wait till I see ya.
One time.
I wanna wake up in my heavenly home. All my people bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. Ooh. Like can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed.